Testivity Audio Course, Series 65, Module 17, Registration of Persons, Part 2.
NSMIA, NSMIA, or the National Securities Market Improvement Act of 1996, is federal regulation which eliminated dual registration by restructuring the division of responsibilities between federal regulators and state securities administrators. Key concepts of NSMIA include investment advisors with over $30 million in assets under management must register federally with the SEC. Investment advisors with under $25 million in assets under management register at the state level with the state securities administrator. Investment advisors with between $25 million and $30 million in assets under management may choose with whom they will register. All mutual funds and other investment companies must register federally with the SEC. Pension plans with over $50 million in assets must register federally with the SEC. Federally covered securities and investment advisors are exempt from registration at the state level, but the administrator may require a notice filing, which is an informational copy of what was filed with the SEC. As mentioned under NSMIA, investment advisors must register with the SEC or state securities administrator. Advisors with over $30 million in assets under management are federally covered and must register with the SEC. Advisors with less than $25 million under management are state covered and must register with the state securities administrator. If an advisor has between $25 and $30 million under management, they may choose with whom to register. While a federally covered advisor is exempt from registration at the state level, the administrator may require federally covered advisors to submit a notice filing, pay registration fees, and consent to service of process prior to selling securities in that state. To ensure that an investment advisor is not insolvent or becoming insolvent, the administrator will require a minimum net capital of at least $35,000 for advisors with custody of client funds and a minimum of $10,000 for discretion-only advisors. If the investment advisor does not meet the net capital requirement, a surety bond may be posted in lieu of. The registration process of an investment advisor requires submission of an application, a registration fee, and consent to service of process. The application for an investment advisor is called Form ADV. The registration fee varies by state, and a consent to service of process form must be submitted to the state securities administrator of every state where the investment advisor is required to register. Form ADV is made up of Part 1 and Part 2. Part 2, or identical information, must be delivered to all clients when entering into a new advisory contract. This is called the brochure rule. If an investment advisor chooses to withdraw its registration, it would do so by filing Form ADVW. The de minimis exemption exempts advisors with fewer than 15 clients from registration, provided the advisor does not advertise advisory services. The de minimis exemption also exempts advisors with fewer than 5 clients in any one state from registering in that state, provided the advisor is properly registered in his or her home state. If the investment advisor has a physical location, registration is required in that state regardless of their clientele. Also note, the de minimis exemption is specific to investment advisors. Broker-dealers are not eligible for the exemption. The Investment Advisor Act of 1940 excludes the following persons from the definition of investment advisor: banks, savings and loan associations, trust companies, broker-dealers who offer investment advice but do not receive additional compensation for it, lawyers, accountants, teachers, and engineers, providing the advice they render is incidental to their profession and no separate fee is charged. Owners or authors of financial publications with general regular paid circulation, and investment advisor representatives. Note that market letter subscriptions do not constitute general regular paid circulation. An individual associated with an investment advisor must register as an IAR, or investment advisor representative, if they provide investment advice, make investment recommendations, manage client portfolios, solicit advisory services, or train or supervise anyone involved in the aforementioned. The registration process entails passing required examinations, filing an application, paying registration fees, and consenting to service of process. While an investment advisor representative need only pass the examination initially, if required, an application, registration fee, and consent to service of process form must be submitted directly to the State Securities Administrator of each state where the agent is required to register. While a FINRA license, either Series 6 or Series 7, is a prerequisite for registration as an agent, the administrator may require persons applying for registration as an investment advisor representative to pass an examination, typically the Series 65 exam. When an investment advisor representative begins or terminates employment with an investment advisor, it is the responsibility of the investment advisor to notify the administrator. If an investment advisor representative changes employment, the old firm and the new firm must notify the administrator. There is no notification requirement of the investment advisor representative. The State Securities Administrator may deny, suspend, or revoke any registration if it is determined to be in the best interest of the public to do so. Common reasons a registration would be suspended or revoked include: the applicant has omitted or misrepresented a material fact on the application, has failed to pay registration fees, has failed to comply with any provision of the Uniform Securities Act, is subject to a U.S. Post Office fraud order, has been convicted of any felony or securities-related misdemeanor in the preceding 10 years, is enjoined by a court of law from engaging in securities business, has had an application for registration suspended, denied, or revoked by an administrator in another state within the last 5 years, is insolvent or becoming insolvent, has engaged in unethical or dishonest business practices, has failed to supervise employees over whom the registrant has regulatory supervision, or is not qualified on the basis of training, experience, or knowledge. Note that lack of experience, training, or knowledge may be a consideration, but cannot be the sole determining factor used to deny, suspend, or revoke an application for registration. If the administrator denies, suspends, or revokes registration, he or she shall promptly notify the affected party and, if applicable, their employer. An administrator suspending or revoking a registration must provide appropriate prior notice, 15 days, unless summarily postponed at time of application, opportunity for a hearing, which must be requested within 60 days, and written finding of fact and conclusions of law. A registration may be withdrawn by the registrant at any time. A request for withdrawal of registration shall become effective within 30 days after such application is made. However, the administrator will have jurisdiction over the former registrant for 12 months after the withdrawal of registration. If an agent who represents a broker-dealer withdraws his or her registration, the broker-dealer must sign the withdrawal request. If an investment advisor representative withdraws his or her registration, the investment advisor must sign the withdrawal request. The administrator may also cancel a registration if the registrant has ceased operations, is no longer in existence, is mentally incompetent, or cannot be located after a reasonable search. Cancellation of registration implies no wrongdoing. A cease and desist order may be entered by the administrator to address a particular activity of the registrant. The recipient of a cease and desist order has not had his or her registration suspended or revoked, but is required to stop or limit the activity addressed in the order. The administrator may issue a cease and desist order effective immediately, without 15 days prior notice, and without the opportunity for a hearing, if he or she believes the Uniform Securities Act has been or is about to be violated.